That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
Researchers at the University of Auckland are preparing research about the potential for LSD microdosing for late-stage cancer patients. Information concerning microdosing is limited, and most is very recent, after the United States banned research into psychedelic drugs in the 1970s. I spoke to the project's lead researcher, Dr. Lisa Reynolds, who is a clinical health psychologist at the University of Auckland. I began by asking her to explain the potential for microdosing for cancer patients.
Okay, so I have been designing a study along with some colleagues looking at whether LSD microdosing alongside a psychotherapy, called meaning-centered therapy, might be helpful in advanced cancer patients who have anxiety or depression and are facing a shortened life expectancy. We know that living with advanced cancer can be really challenging. And people can, you know, can bring up fears of death and fears of dying and fears of what lies ahead and feelings of grief and loss around what people are leaving as well. And meaning-centered therapy is a therapy. There's plenty of evidence to show that it's a really effective therapy for people at that end of life stage. But what we're interested in seeing is whether LSD microdosing alongside that therapy might actually make the therapy work more quickly and more effectively, which of course when we're thinking about people with an advanced cancer, timeliness is really important.
Do you have any expectations going into the research?
Well, there are kind of anecdotal reports, there is some early stage research that suggests that a microdosing of a psychedelic might be helpful in terms of making people more open to new ideas, more cognitively flexible, more creative. It might have some impact in terms of helping people's mood, improving people's mood. And so our thinking is that maybe an LSD, LSD microdosing or psychedelic microdosing, we're just particularly using LSD, that might make therapy, so psychotherapy, if people are more open to ideas, that's going to make the therapy work better. But, this is really early stage in the kind of trajectory of research. So what we find, I'm a researcher, I'm interested in finding out whether or not it's helpful. And so we're going to be pitching it against a placebo and, we'll see what happens. But our hypothesis is that it is going to be helpful, but we need the research to test that.
So how exactly does microdosing differ from a typical LSD trip?
Well, it differs in the dosage, obviously. So a microdose is typically about a tenth of a full psychedelic dose. So a psychedelic dose is going to it induces, what we think of when we think of a sort of like a psychedelic trip or a psychedelic experience. So people's perceptions of reality are distorted and people have a kind of a non-ordinary state. So a microdose, it's a much, much smaller dose and it's pitched at a level where perceptions are not overtly altered. So people might be able to sort of tell that something's going on, or they might not. It's going to be much harder to tell. But the actual experience is different. But in theory, people might think more creatively and be more openly and be able to see things from perspectives that maybe they weren't able to see before, but they won't feel like they're tripping.
If there are ideas that there may be benefits to microdosing, why hasn't there been much research around it? Because a lot of it's relatively recent.
It is recent, for sure. There's been, you might be aware that research into the use of psychedelics at any dose was essentially completely stopped in the the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. And so, you know, we have a real dearth of knowledge about psychedelics in general. But a little in the last decade, there's been a few studies, not many, but a handful of studies that have looked at the potential of a high dose that induces a full psychedelic experience. And I think the microdosing has just, that research is just yet to come. But there's certainly been a lot of anecdotal reports of people microdosing. You know, there's, you know, reports of people in, you know, Silicon Valley, you know, using microdosing to do sort of long hours and do the kind of creative work that, you know, working in technology requires. So there is a kind of a grey literature of underground use, and the research is just, you know, yet to catch up on that. So it's great to be doing a project that's doing that. Yep.
In this limited research, have there been any, I guess, findings of withdrawals and negative impacts of microdosing?
Not that I've seen. Well, as I say, the research that I've seen that have been done in the, you know, like randomised controlled trials or clinical, the effects have been positive. I think I saw one trial that said that there may be some increased short-term anxiety, so in some people. The overall kind of early stage outcomes so far have been that it's very safe to use.
So if research does become more prevalent and if there are supposed benefits to microdosing, do you expect it to become something that will be introduced in New Zealand, or are the negative attitudes still too great?
Well, there certainly is a lot of stigma around psychedelics, and some of that there's probably some, you know, some evidence around that, but there's certainly a lot of misinformation around the use of psychedelics. The long term, I'm a clinician, I'm a health psychologist, I care about working with people with treatments and approaches that are helpful. So, you know, the point for me around doing this research is to see if there might be another offering or another treatment approach that may be able to offer benefit. And, you know, if we find positive outcomes in the research, then absolutely I would be hoping that ultimately this could be a treatment approach that we would roll out to more to the population of interest, of particular interest for me, which is cancer patients. But there would be many other applications too.
So,
you know, for people who have other mental health issues.
So whereabouts would you, for your research, how would you go about trialing something that has such a stigma around it? How do you introduce it to people?
I guess just sort of stepping back from that question for a moment. I mean, I have done, and with some colleagues, we've done some qualitative research and also quantitative research, actually asking people about their perceptions of psychedelics. And my feeling, and some of the results that we're getting out of that research, is that perceptions are changing, and they're changing quickly. So, you know, if we'd asked this question 10 years ago, I think we would have heard a lot of that stigmatizing, you know, and a lot of fear and negative perceptions around psychedelics. But you'll be aware that there's been a lot of conversation. Pretty much every time you open up the Sunday paper, there's an article on psychedelics. You know, there's Netflix documentaries, and I mean, the awareness is growing, and I think it's growing really quickly around the possibility of psychedelics. So I think that stigma, although it's something we're aware of, I think it's changing quickly.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.